The Blue Tower Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, the Scourge of the High Seas, starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, Andrew Heller, and Rebecca Thompson. Special guest star, Ryan Anton.
Episode 16.
When we last left our heroes, Gordon, Prince Geoffrey Ambler, had just revealed his big, shocking secret to Captain Strong in the midst of their furious battle.
Ha! You expect me to believe that the woman sitting on the throne of Moonband is an imposter, and not really my beloved Queen Amanda at all? What sort of a fool do you take me for?
A noble and love-filled one, but a fool nonetheless.
Actually, Captain, your story does sound plausible.
Greta!
Oh, come now, Greta. Don't tell me you've fallen for this wily deceiver's clever words. If this is true, and he really is the rightful heir to the throne of this country, then why are all the royal guards of Flirdland fighting with me, and only these mangy street rabble with him? Something to add, criminal scum?
Certainly. If we are to agree to put down our swords, at least for the minute, to talk this thing out.
All right, for a minute. Take five, everyone! Now,
okay.
I believe you were making some sort of derisive comment.
Yes, a well-deserved comment, Captain Strong. These soldiers who fight by your side aren't Flirdland's royal guards at all. They're not even from Flirdland.
Oh, really? And how do you know that?
Because this mangy street rabble, as you refer to us, are the royal guards of Flirdland.
What?
It's true, Captain. When I left you so abruptly earlier today, I found Dasher and the others. They've been put out of the palace by our new queen and a band of foreign soldiers she brought in.
I didn't hear that, Bart. Where are these foreign soldiers from?
From Jeth Real, I would guess.
Now I know you really have gone off your rocker, Amber. You've known as well as I do that Amanda's relationship with the King Giba was troubled at best. Why would she hire his soldiers as her royal guard?
But, Captain, Prince Gordon is postulating that that isn't really Amanda at all, remember?
Quiet, Randy. Of course I remember. I'm Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas. Gordon's assertion is ludicrous. Who else could Amanda possibly be but Amanda?
Her name is Riley. Sally Riley. Spy. Master of disguise. Royal impersonator.
That's ridiculous. How am I supposed to know you're telling the truth?
Well, Captain, that's something you're just going to have to decide for yourself, isn't it?
Meanwhile, in a little peasant shed outside the castle...
Hush, Bessie. You've been badly injured.
Oh, you should see the other guy. Hey, I know you.
You do?
Of course. Rhoda from the bait and tackle shop. You found me?
By the melt, yes. But I'm taking care of you now. Luckily, I have some knowledge of Flirdlandian healing arts.
Then I am indebted to you. What's that noise?
My shack overlooks the castle. It looks like your Captain Strong and some of the new royal guards. They seem to be taking some prisoners inside.
Captain Strong? We have to get a message to him. Warn him it was a royal guard who threw me into the moat.
I don't know. It doesn't look safe. Besides, it looks like this Captain Strong is being pretty chummy with those guards. And I never have trusted sailors.
And, as Captain Strong and his prisoners enter the castle...
Hail, Queen Amanda! I have returned from battle. It was a hard one, and it was not one without cost. You can see by his bandages, for example, that Lieutenant Nodrog here suffered serious head injuries.
Ugh.
We were victorious, however, and I present to you the spoils of our victory... The leader of the rebels, who's been leading your people astray by claiming to be your long-missing brother, Prince Geoffrey.
Perhaps I should leave you, Queen Amanda, to deal with this domestic situation.
By no means, Mr. Sandwich. I'm sure the Queen would appreciate your acting as a witness to these proceedings. For no other reason than to be able to report back to King Guba the strength and security of the Queen's rule.
Quite right. Stay, Sandwich.
As you wish, Your Majesty.
I, however, have no stomach for those who would oppose my beloved's throne, and will, with your permission, excuse myself.
You are dismissed with our thanks, Captain. Very well done.
It is my pleasure to serve. Lieutenant, with me.
Aye, yes, sir.
Now that we are alone, let us get a good look at you. So you are the one... who only a few hours has been putting my carefully laid plans here in such jeopardy, organizing a resistance to take over, smearing our good name among the people. Could a be that you really are Prince Geoffrey? Come back to retake what you gave up all those years ago? Somehow I expected somebody older.
My looks are deceptively youthful.
Well, just outside the door.
See? She didn't recognize him. That proves what I said.
Well, maybe she just forgot. She's been through a lot. Randy's not one of the more memorable people I know.
What's it going to take, Captain? Here, keep listening, and help me get these bandages off.
Waste no more time. Whether this Zinfandel is on to our greater plans or not, he is a liability and must be disposed of. I command you, on the authority of King Guba, to have him executed at once.
Excuse me, but I think the Queen is quite capable of making her own decisions. Thank you very much.
Yes. Watch your tongue, Sandwich. Remember, I am the Queen here.
Only because King Guba and I have put you into that office, my dear. Let's not forget that.
Hey, maybe you two could think about resolving your personal problems on your own time.
Quiet, you.
Now, Mr. Sandwich. Perhaps our young troublemaker is correct, and we should take care of our guests first.
Now that's more like it.
Yes. My humblest apologies. Now, what to do with you? I know. I'll send you the same way as Captain Strong's friend, Mr. Aquavelvet, and feed you to the royal crocodiles.
What?
Yes, I think you will provide a most tasty dessert.
But what about a trial? You know, due process, that sort of thing.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm the Queen. I can do whatever I want.
No, perhaps, Majesty, I ought to remind you that in spite of what the rabble say, you are merely a puppet. Put into your position of false glory by our master, His Majesty King Guba, with the sole purpose of doing his bidding and serving his own fiendish plans for world domination.
All right, that's it. I've heard enough. I've had just about enough of this nonsense. I'm getting a little tired of being the big dupe recently, and I think it's time I started exerting a little authority around here again.
Captain, just a second.
What for? You're the one who wanted me to do something.
Yeah, but not like this. You know, I thought we'd figure out a plan first.
Gordon Ambler.
You know these people?
Well, remember, I was approached by Mr. Sandwich in the same way you were.
And Gordon Ambler and I studied at the same Tibetan monastery.
As I tried to tell you, Captain, I studied advanced primate control. Ms. Riley here majored in disguise and intrigue. I recognized her hand in things when she first appeared around here.
Yes, we were both interested in selling our skills to the public. Little did we suspect that we'd end up hired by the same employer. Too bad you didn't play your cards a little better, Gordon. Maybe you wouldn't have ended up in your present predicament.
And which predicament would that be?
Being on the business end of my castle guard spears.
Catflies! We're surrounded!
The Geoffrey Elite Death Squad is never far.
Okay, boys, get ready to burn up on your spearfishing. Quickly, through the servants' entrance. It's our only chance.
No, where is she? Where's the real Princess Amanda?
Not now, Captain, run!
Soon, outside.
How do you feel now, Mr. Aquavelvet?
Your healing touch is inspiring, Rhoda. I think I feel an ode coming on.
Oh, how charming.
But first, I still think we need to try and reach my captain. He'll want to know what I found out about the guards.
Why can't we just forget you, Captain? Together we could stow away on a departing freighter ship and put Floodland and your wretched Captain Strong behind us forever. Wouldn't that be nice?
I know you.
Everyone on the street. Everyone out. Come on, peasant scum. The Queen is going to make a decree.
Good heavens. What's now? What's that now? You need your rest, and they've ordered everyone out. Can you stand?
Amanda.
Yes, the Queen is going to speak, and we've been ordered to listen. Now come along, Percy.
No, not the Queen. You. Underneath all that dirt and grime with your hair like that. I didn't recognize you.
Percy, please. You don't know what you're saying.
My fellow Floodlandians.
It's you. Really you, Princess Amanda.
Has Percy stumbled across the elusive Princess Amanda in the form of a scholarly-looking cleaning wench? Will he be able to convince her of Captain Strong's love? Find out in the next revelatory episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas.
Na, 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 hey, Jude.
Judah, 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 Judah.
Na, na, na.
Yeah!